Ready? Call to order council meeting for January 27th. If everyone would stand for the pledge. Please stand in prayer. We have roll call.
Mr. Mayor.
Here.
Mr. Brink.
Here.
Vice President Brown. President Chatten.
Here.
Mr. Clark.
Here.
Ms. Rose.
Here.
Mr. Salters.
Here.
Mr. Sebring.
Here.
Okay, next is adoption of the agenda.
Move that we adopt the agenda.
Second.
Sebring.
Mm-hmm.
Motion by President Chatten, second by Councilman Sebring to adopt the agenda as presented.
Mr. Brink.
Yes.
Mr. Brown.
Yes.
Mr. Chatten.
Yes.
Mr. Clark.
Yes.
Ms. Rose. Mr. Salters.
Yes.
Mr. Sebring.
Yes.
Good. I need to approve of the January 13th minutes.
Will we approve the minutes?
Second.
Motion by President Chatten, second by Councilman Sebring to approve the January 13th minute.
Mr. Brink.
Yes.
Mr. Brown.
Yes.
Mr. Chatten.
Yes.
Mr. Clark.
Yes.
Ms. Rose. Mr. Salters.
Yes.
Mr. Sebring.
Yes.
Okay, moving on. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to ask the for recognition for a past department head of the city of Vincennes, Kenneth Burnsworth, passed away January 17th. He was the superintendent of the street and sanitation department during the administration of Bill Casting, and I had the pleasure of serving with him and recall him as a person who was always very resourceful and committed to doing the job right. Also, he could fix about anything you could ever want fixed, and I think that made him a very valuable person of that department at that time. So we certainly honor his service and remember his family.
Anything else? All right, move on to committee chair reports.
Mr. Mayor, I have distributed to council and given to the news media the list of appointments for the year 2014. And they include myself as the representative to KCDC, Scott Brown, the representative to KCDC Interlocal Agreement Board, Chuck Sebring, council representative to the Knox County Area Plan Commission. After doing some research about other cities and the ways that they operate, I noticed that several cities had positions, liaisons, that simply another way of keeping the communication flow going back and forth between various departments and council. So I thought that was a good idea, and therefore I've appointed these persons as liaisons, Chuck Sebring, the police department, Scott Brown, the fire department, Tim Salters to the inspector rental inspection department, T.J. Brink to animal control department, Pat Clark, liaison to parks, cemetery, and environment, which will also include his role as president of the solid waste board. Myself, liaison between KCDC and the Chamber of Commerce, and Shirley Rose, a liaison between downtown merchants and the CVB, Convention and Visitors Bureau. In addition to that, I've created some committees, and they include a Neighborhoods and Transportation Committee. Now, there is a little few words after these committees. This is just kind of some thoughts that I had about things that these committees could look at. Obviously, they're free to look at whatever they want, but in the Neighborhoods and Transportation Committee, that would be streets, sidewalks, trails, public transportation. I'm chairing that committee, and members are Pat Clark and T.J. Brink. Then there's a Recreation Tourism Downtown Committee, which I, area parks, historic sites, arts, visitor experience to the community. Shirley Rose will chair that committee, and myself and Chuck Sebring will be members. And a committee called Intergovernmental and Community Cooperation, which charged with the developing county-state nonprofit partnerships. That will be chaired by Tim Salters with the membership of Scott Brown and Pat Clark. Of course, our traditional budget and revenue committee. I've added that word revenue because, and frankly, I got that idea from the university. They had a long-standing committee called Budget Committee, and they realized, well, oftentimes what they're really looking for is revenue to keep things running. So they added the word revenue to that committee. But that's budgeting and ensuring adequate revenue to support services. Chair will be Scott Brown, membership of Tim Salters and Shirley Rose. Public Health and Safety Committee, which police, fire, animal control, sanitation, and code enforcement, chaired by Chuck Sebring and membership T.J. Brink and Scott Brown. And then a Community Development and Growth Committee, kind of generally charged with economic vitality, balanced growth, just looking at things to make the community better, chaired by T.J. Brink with membership Scott Brown and Shirley Rose. So these are the appointments for the year 2014. I look forward to working with all the committees and liaisons and their work in the future. And since we're kind of in between the old committees and the new committees, my suggestion is that you just ask if any committee has any reports rather than go to roll call.
Are there any committees that have reports at this time?
For city services, I've been working with a list with Bryce. I'm putting troubled areas, specifically troubled roads, to try to avoid what we have with like Washington Avenue with obviously a big pothole forming. And we were putting those together. I do have a list, and I'll make sure I'll get it to you, Councilman Chatton, because that's involved in the neighborhoods and transportation. So we can decide what angle of attack we want to go with this. Are we going to continue to go with what we've been doing, filling? Is this an area that we're going to need to look at a repaving, or is this something that we might want to do, hire somebody out to do? But that would be something that, obviously, once the weather starts to get a little bit better, an area that we're going to have to look into, because we've had some trouble spots, and we want to make sure that we avoid any kind of situation like we had on Washington Avenue earlier. So I'll make sure I'll get that to you, and we can go from there.
Any other committee reports? Now we'll move on to report of any city officers. And then we'll move to old business. First up is Ordinance 1, 2014, confirm and reinstate Ordinance 20, 2011, which amended Title V of Public Works, Chapter 51, Sewers, by adding new section 51.070.
We have a first reading, or second reading, excuse me, of Ordinance 1, 2014.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilwoman Rose, to have second reading of Ordinance 1, 2014.
Ordinance 1, 2014, an ordinance to confirm and reinstate Ordinance 20, 2011, which amended Title V, Public Works, Chapter 51, Sewers, by adding a new section 51.070 and declaring an emergency. This is requested by the Utility Services Board for their pretreatment ordinance, spanning Sections 1, 2, and 3.
Any discussion?
Just a clarification. Discussed at the last meeting, language accidentally got changed in notification of the city code, and so we're just trying to really reaffirm what we originally adopted is what.
Right.
Mr. Brown? Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark? Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, second reading of Ordinance 1, 2014 passes with a 7-0 vote.
We have a third reading of Ordinance 1, 2014.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilwoman Rose, to have third and final reading of Ordinance 1, 2014.
Ordinance 1, 2014. Ordinance to confirm and reinstate Ordinance 20-2011, which amended Title V, Public Works, Chapter 51, Sewers, by adding a new section 51.070, declaring an emergency, spanning Section 1.
Any other discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose? Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, right back.
Mr. Brown? The same vote, third vote. Thank you, sir.
I'll let the record show that he had stepped away for a minute but did vote yes. Third and final reading of Ordinance 1, 2014 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next up is Ordinance 2, 2014, additional appropriation requesting $161,608.67 from EDIT to pay KCDC, BLA, and SME.
Do we have a second reading of Ordinance 2, 2014?
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilman Clark, to have second reading of Ordinance 2, 2014.
Ordinance 2, 2014, additional appropriation ordinance, containing Sections 1, 2, and 3, for a total amount of $101,608.67. Each of these is from EDIT for KCDC annual disbursement, BLA for second and Niblack project, and SME for brownfield, personal plan, Parks Crossing, subject of the public hearing 545.
Any discussion?
Mr. Mayor, let the record show that at the public hearing that no one spoke for or against.
Other discussion?
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Rose? Salters?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, second reading of Ordinance 2, 2014 passes by a vote of 7.
Mayor, I move we have third reading of Ordinance 2, 2014.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilwoman Rose, to have third and final reading of Ordinance 2, 2014.
Ordinance 2, 2014, additional appropriation ordinance containing Sections 1, 2, 3, and 3 for $161,608.07 from the EDIT fund for the bills previously mentioned.
Any discussion?
Call for the question.
Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose? Ms. Walters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, third and final reading of ordinance 2-2014 passes with a vote of 7-0. Move on to new business. First up is appointments of two representatives to the Redevelopment Commission.
Mr. Mayor, we have two representatives that take action on. Currently, Brad Dale and Beth Meeks serve as our representatives on the Redevelopment Commission and have done a fine job, and I would move this council appoint them to a other term.
And a motion by President Chatton, second by Councilman Brown, to reappoint Brad Dale and Beth Meeks to a one-year term on the Redevelopment.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chatton?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Walters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, they were reappointed by a vote of 7-0, and I will say that they do an outstanding. They are great members. Next is ordinance 3-2014, authorizing payment into law enforcement continuing education.
Mayor, I'd move that we have first reading of ordinance 3-2014.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilman Clark, to read have first reading of ordinance 3-2014.
Ordinance 3-2014, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, authorized payment into the Law Enforcement Continuing Education Fund containing sections 1, 2, and 3. There was a new law passed in Indiana, IC 24-4-19-1, requiring precious metal dealers to find in the statute register with the state, and they also register with local law enforcement. They deposit those funds collected by the Vincennes Department by register.
Any discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose? Mr. Walters?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, first reading of ordinance 3-2014 passes with a vote of 7-0. Next up is ordinance 4-2014, additional appropriations from EDIT to pay BLA and Crow Horwath $20,279.94.
I move we have first reading of ordinance 4-2014.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilman Clark, to have first reading of ordinance 4-2014.
Ordinance 4-2014, additional appropriation ordinance containing sections 1, 2, and 3 from EDIT to pay Crow Horwath and from EDIT to pay BLA for the second NIBLAC project.
Any discussion?
Yes. I was just hoping we could get some sort of an update on the second NIBLAC project. Of course, this was monies that came originally, correct me if I'm wrong here, monies originally came out of that original $5 million grant earmark from the federal government. We've spent that down just a little bit. Just kind of hoping we could get some sort of an update where we're at with that project and maybe some sort of a time frame.
JP's got the quarterly reports, and you guys are welcome to see these quarterly reports anytime.
Right.
Every quarter we have to do a report for every project we work on. So
I have excuse me. We actually just submitted quarterly reports last week, so I have the latest and greatest here. On page 2, you guys don't have a copy, I'll give you one here in a second. We were complete up to the preliminary field check, which we've slated to occur around February 15th. And that is a milestone date for our NDOT process. And at that point, NDOT officials, city officials, people involved in the environmental document, it'll be a very large meeting that'll occur on site. I think we originally had it scheduled for December and January, but obviously the weather hasn't been cooperating, and it's not very pleasant to have 30 people standing around in 5-degree temperatures. So we've pushed that back to February 15th. They're still progressing on plans and the environmental document. The last billing we had was for environmental documentation. Environmental documentation, preliminary field check progress, and project management. That's kind of where we are. The preliminary field check is basically the equivalent of, let's see, somewhere around the 60% completion as far as design goes. So,
do you have any kind of a guess as to a time frame when they'll have a 100% complete and will be ready to turn dirt?
Yes, the dates that we have on here, the letting is scheduled for I believe September of 2017.
No,
I'm sorry.
Maybe 2015.
Oh yeah, okay, hang on. Contract award would be September of 2015. Final construction record complete September of 2015. Oh, there it is. Letting is August 5th, 2015 is what that's okay. Scheduled for. The letting is when you put it out for bid.
Right.
And it should be noted that we've got to move as quick as we can because this also affects the levy. Sooner we can get it.
Great. Thank you, Mayor.
Why does it take so long? That's just a...
Environmental?
Yes. The environmental documents, there are two or three aspects that go into your environmental document. One of them is a historical review. I think it's also called a Section 106. That process itself can take up to a year. They have to submit to two or three different reviewing agencies, state and federal levels. They have to review the document, send feedback. We make accommodations based on the review, any changes we have to make. But yeah, the long and short of it is the environmental document and right-of-way acquisition process is also a very long process. It's the strings attached to federal dollars that take forever.
Sure. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Mr. Mayor? I have a question on the first part, the $11,021.75.
It's when we went through the pool bonding, we found out that there were some disclosure statements that had to be filed yearly for like the past 5 years that were never done. So they had to go back and redo all those 5 years for us and research everything.
Is this $11,000 the full 5 years worth?
Yes, that's everything. That okay. Was to get us up to date so that we could keep moving forward with the bonding for the pool, and it was just an oversight that they caught that it hadn't been done.
Okay.
And that just brings us up to where we're supposed to be.
Okay.
Okay.
Any other discussion?
Question?
Yep, there you go.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chatton?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, first reading of Ordinance 4-2014 passes with a 7-0 vote. We will move on to claims.
Mayor, I move we approve claims totaling $344,827.03.
Second.
We got a motion by President Chapman, second by Councilwoman Rose, to pay the claims in the amount of $344,827.03. Any discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, claims are paid by a vote of 7-0. Next is miscellaneous. This is basically the things we got to pay for the sewer project that goes to DSB. USB approves all this, but since it was a city that received the grant to pay for this project, once they approve it, it has to come to you guys to get its final approval.
So this is approving what
USB is already approved.
Is already approved, just per the grant.
Right.
Okay.
It's actually pay application for $153,310.34. Comes from the open grant. $15,760 from the Vincennes Water Utilities. They pay their percent out of their utilities, give it to our treasurer's office, held in account. So none of our city dollars, all grant.
You just need a motion?
No.
Just minutes? Okay.
Just for the minutes, because if there's any votes on it, it will be on your claim.
Okay.
Okay.
And everybody's good with that? Any questions on it, or? Only thing left is to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
We are adjourned.
You did good.
Good, we had a quick meeting, because I have to go home and get junkyard dogs.